It's coffee break at the conference. Forum for Alternative Belfast are here kind of exhibiting in the concourse along with everybody drinking tea and coffee. What has architecture and Belfast regeneration got to do with economy in your eyes?
Well, we think that a good city plan and a good city vision could be one of the drivers, one of the main drivers, in fact, for city economy. You know, if we want to have good inward investment, we need to have a context for that to sit in. And that's been one of the problems in Belfast is, if we don't have a vision, a single vision for the city, you know, how are we going to get that, essentially, the kind of plug-in that economies need?
So your kind of view of, like architectural regeneration of Belfast, it isn't just about building apartments and kind of lots of skyscrapers, it's about doing something that's socially sensible with the,
yeah,
with the landscape.
I think, you know, you've had 15 to 20 years of, you know, random, as you say, skyscrapers and apartments. What's happening is that they're not really sitting together and making streets or neighbourhoods. And investors see that. You know, anyone coming to visit Belfast realises it's quite a fractured city. And they perceive that, and that has a negative impact on their decision to economically invest in the city. So we've got to create places as opposed to just development.
Are there examples of where sensible decisions are being made that were also economically viable?
Well, I mean, sensible decisions are always economically viable, I think.
But sensible for people and communities?
Yes, I think there's good examples in Europe, but one of the key ones in a similar size of city is Helsinki. Helsinki do a lot of forward planning, and when they build a new neighbourhood, a new office area and so on, they tend to integrate them together, they mix the use, but also they plan for the schools and so on. So if you plan a school proactively from the start, that'll actually attract developers to build better housing. And they want to be around a school. So that's a kind of example of a decision in the city that's important. Or if you plan, you know, a sports facility, a pitch, or any other facilities that the public can do, that gathers around private investment quite well in an integrated fashion. But you've got to plan it up front.
So are there areas of Belfast that you're particularly focused on, or you have some plans and ideas about?
Well, this model that we've got in the foyer shows
a 3D model of...
Yeah, it's a 3D model of North Belfast, and at the centre of it is the so-called York Street Interchange. And just on the right-hand side there, you can see the new university area. And the grey buildings are student projects for housing in this that we've built up with in collaboration with the University of Ulster students. And it sort of shows the amount of building land that can be built around that interchange. But the key idea here is that the interchange is a blight on the city. But if it's done in the right way, mostly buried, we can actually build a lot of buildings around it, hide the major road, and reclaim the six streets in that area, one of them being York Street, Corporation Street, and places like Dunkern Gardens. And that's why we've called the Six Links, so it's the six streets that can be replaced.
So it becomes a little bit much flatter and kind of, I guess, less brutal?
Yeah, the idea is, you know, a lot of the things here are shown at 5-6 stories maximum. There's absolutely acres of room. For instance, around the interchange itself, one little centre section is 1 million square feet of space. So that map probably represents 4 million square feet of space. Now, there's 1 million square foot of empty office space in Belfast at the minute. So an additional 4 million tells you that there's enough land here to keep us building for 10 years, maybe 15.
Okay. Where can people find out more about your plans and your ideas and Forum for Alternative Belfast?
We do have a website, www.forumbelfast.org, and we'll be updating that soon with all the kind of new live information.
Okay, Mark, many thanks.
Thanks.